AKKA GCSE Business, Mastering Business Ownership. Upbeat, modern intro music fades in and then fades to background. Hello and welcome to the GCSE Business Deep Dive Podcast. I'm your host, and in today's episode, we're tackling a cornerstone of the AQA specification, business ownership. Getting this right is a guaranteed way to pick up serious marks, as questions on this topic come up nearly every year. We'll break down the four key structures from the local sole trader to the giant PLC, and I'll give you the examiner's inside track on how to secure every last mark. So grab a notepad and let's get started. Short musical transition. Right, let's dive into the core concepts. There are four types of business ownership you need to know inside out. First up, the sole trader. This is the simplest form. One person owns and controls the entire business. Think of your local freelance graphic designer or a plumber. It's quick and cheap to set up, and you are your own boss, keeping all the profits. But here's the crucial point. Examiners are looking for, and it's a term you must use, unlimited liability. This means if the business gets into debt, the owner is personally responsible. The law doesn't see a difference between the business's assets and the owner's personal assets. So if the business owes £50,000, that could mean losing your house or car to pay it back. That's a huge risk, and you must state it clearly to get the AO1 marks. Next, we have the partnership. This is where two or more people, up to a maximum of 20, own the business together. They usually sign a deed of partnership, which is a legal document outlining how profits will be shared, who does what, and what happens if someone leaves. This is great for sharing the workload and raising more starting capital than a sole trader. But, just like a sole trader, most partnerships have unlimited liability, so you're not just responsible for your own debts, but your partner's debts too. Plus, disagreements can happen, which can slow down decision-making. Now, this is where things get interesting. Let's talk about private limited companies, or limited Zs. This is a huge step up. An LTD is an incorporated business, which means it has its own legal identity, separate from its owners. The owners are shareholders, and the big advantage here is limited liability. This is the absolute opposite of unlimited liability. It means the shareholders are only liable for the amount of money they have invested in the company. Their personal assets are safe. This protection is why many successful sole traders and partnerships choose to incorporate. They raise capital by selling shares privately to friends, family, and investors. However, it's more complex and expensive to set up. You have to register with Companies House, and your financial information becomes public record. Finally, the big one, the public limited company, or PLC. These are the giants like Tesco or Vodafone. Like an LTD, a PLC is incorporated and has limited liability. The massive difference is that a PLC can sell its shares to the general public on the stock exchange. This allows them to raise vast sums of money for expansion. But this comes with major strings attached. They are subject to intense media and public scrutiny, and because anyone can buy their shares, they're at risk of a hostile takeover. The original owners can quickly lose control of the company they started. Short musical transition. Okay, let's move on to exam technique and common mistakes. A classic error candidates make is confusing a public limited company with the public sector. A PLC is a private sector business owned by shareholders. The public sector is government-owned, like the NHS. Don't mix them up. Another common slip-up is saying that private limited companies can't sell shares. They can, but only privately, with the agreement of the existing shareholders. They just can't advertise them for sale to the public on the stock exchange. When you're writing your answers, especially the 9-mark analyzed questions, use the BLT structure, because leading to therefore. For example, because a sole trader has unlimited liability, this means their personal assets are at risk, leading to the possibility of losing their house if the business fails. Therefore, this is a major disadvantage for an entrepreneur with a family. That chain of reasoning is what gets you the top marks. Short musical transition. Ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Let's go. 1. What is the key legal difference between an unincorporated and an incorporated business? Pause. Answer. An incorporated business has a separate legal identity from its owners. 2. What is the maximum number of partners in a standard partnership? Pause. Answer. 20. 3. Which legal document is recommended for a partnership? Pause. Answer. The deed of partnership. 4. Where do PLCs sell their shares to the public? Pause. Answer. On the stock exchange. Short musical transition. So to summarize, the big theme is risk versus reward. Sole traders and partnerships are simple to set up but carry the huge risk of unlimited liability. Limited companies offer the protection of limited liability, which allows them to take bigger risks and raise more capital, but this comes with more cost, complexity, and less privacy. For your exam, you must be able to recommend and justify the most suitable ownership structure for a business in a given scenario, weighing up these pros and cons. Always use the specific terminology and always link your points back to the case study provided. Upbeat, modern outro music fades in. And that's a wrap on business ownership. I hope you found that useful. Check out the full study guide for more detailed notes, diagrams, and worked examples. Keep up the hard work, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck with your revision. Music fades out.